Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's Que Golazo Monday, meaning it's Fabrizio Romano Day. Fabrizio joins me to discuss a lot, including the Milan Derby. He talks about Nico Varela, Donnarumma, Erling Haaland's release clause, and so much more. Kylian Mbappe. We have stories as well and information on Sergio Ramos and his future. Manchester United could possibly be a club to be interested. Well, who knows? Also, Kevin De Bruyne and how Pep Guardiola will give his right arm before he lets go of his star player. We have this and so much more. Fabrizio Romano, Que Golazo on Monday begins right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Que Golazo, our Monday edition. Only means one thing. Fabrizio Romano. Fabrizio, how are you?
Hello. Hello, my friend. I'm okay. Thank you. Big pleasure to be here and ready for a new week with the Champions League and more.
And I have to say, everybody, happy belated birthday. Buon compleanno, mio amico.
Thank you. Grazie. Grazie mille.
His birthday was on Sunday, but if you follow him on Twitter, you could see that he was still working away, tweeting away. He never takes a break, Fabrizio.
The day of the derby. Impossible to take a break during the derby Milano.
Well, and a very good birthday present for you, of course. And let's begin right there. The Milan Derby, Fabrizio. Incredible. Inter Milan absolutely destroy AC Milan 3-0. Romelu Lukaku was fantastic. Lautaro Martinez, of course. But to me, this was a quintessential Antonio Conte win. Super aggressive, counter-attacking, no nonsense, and Milan had no answer. What do you make of it?
Absolutely agree with you. Absolutely. I think Antonio Conte has been fantastic yesterday working about a tactical side with the players and also in the defense. I think that always the key with Antonio Conte is the defense, not getting goals, not conceding anything, always concentrated. Also, Andanovic had a fantastic match because he had like 10 minutes. It was amazing against Ibrahimovic and more. But really, Antonio Conte has found his starting 11, you know, because it was important for Antonio Conte to find the team, the 11 players ready to play. Christian Eriksen seems totally different. If I think that 2 months ago, he was ready to leave the club and now he's an important player. And as you mentioned, Lukaku is in a fantastic and terrific moment. And Lautaro Martinez is back at best level as we saw last season. So really a great moment for Inter. AC Milan are in a difficult moment right now. Also, apart from Ibrahimovic, which was the best of AC Milan, other players like Rebic and Çalhanoğlu not in the best period. So they need to be back at winning in the coming matches because they are 4 points from Inter now. And it's not so easy, but really congrats to Inter because they had an amazing derby.
Yeah, Fabrizio, quick question on it, and then we'll move on. I promise everybody, we have a lot of transfer and contract talk to discuss today. But what are the Italian media saying? Because to me, whoever won that derby, I feel will win Scudetto. And I know that it's obviously not a given, but I'm wondering what the Italian media is saying about Antonio Conte and his Inter Milan.
Yes, they have the same idea that winning this derby was key for Inter. They also won against Juventus and same with Lazio. So they are in a great period. They're winning the key matches, the top matches, and that's why they're considering also here with Italian media and TV and papers, they are pushing Inter as the favorites to win the Scudetto. Let's see with Juventus what happens in the coming weeks, also with the Champions League, because not playing in Europe in this moment is a big advantage for Inter. You know, you can train, you can focus on the Serie A, you can focus on the Scudetto. AC Milan have the Europa League and Juventus have obviously the Champions League. So at the moment, that's why they're favorite and they're leading the race in the Serie A. Still open, but for sure they are the big favorite. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's talk a little business here because obviously a key component of Inter Milan is Nico Varela. And we'll have some other news as well on AC Milan. But Nico Varela, what's the latest on him and his future with the club?
I always receive questions about Tottenham when I talk about Barella, because there are a lot of rumors about Tottenham interested in Barella from the summer and everything. And I agree with you, we're talking about a fantastic player, probably in this moment, the best Italian midfielder with Marco Verratti. So we're talking about an amazing talent. But what I'm told is that Inter are not going to hear any bid next summer for Barella. They want to keep the player. So at the moment, there is nothing with Tottenham. He is staying and Inter are working to extend his contract. So soon they will make an official proposal to Barella and to his agent to extend the contract, and I think he's staying in Inter also next season, so it will be really difficult for Tottenham to get Barella.
What about Donnarumma, one of the most talented goalkeepers in the world? Obviously not a good weekend for him, but he's still very, very good, very young. What's the latest on him?
Yes, and also in this case, they are negotiating with AC Milan by months. They are working with Mino Raiola to find the agreement. And when there is Raiola involved, it's never so easy, because he also wants a release clause for Donnarumma, and they have still no agreement about the price and the value of the potential release clause for Donnarumma. So they are negotiating. AC Milan obviously want to keep Donnarumma, and the player wants to stay. He's convinced that the project of AC Milan will be something important in the coming years. So Donnarumma is open to stay, and AC Milan want to keep him. That's why I think that he's staying and he's extending his contract. But at the moment, there is still no completed agreement. So we need to wait some weeks to understand more. But Donnarumma wants to stay, and I think he will sign a new contract.
You know what's interesting, Fabrizio? I'm thinking, as you're talking, of course, about two very good Italian players. You just mentioned Verratti, of course. The European Championships are this summer, and I feel like these clubs are trying to make sure they maintain their key players, because they could have, you know, you mentioned Nico Barella. He could have a great summer, and the interest will rise and rise. So I'm wondering if that has to do with it, you know, the fact that these clubs want to make sure, listen, you're with us no matter what.
Yes, yes. And they want, imagine that they want Barella to be the next captain after Handanovic. Obviously, in this moment for Handanovic, is probably his last season, the next one, and then he will complete his career at Inter. But they want Barella as next captain. And that's made the meaning of this guy that is so young, but he seems really fantastic on the pitch. He's running, he's fighting, he has quality, he's scoring goals, he's making assists. Really amazing player.
Amazing.
Donnarumma too, as goalkeeper.
Yeah, of course, both of them. I mean, the future is bright for Italy, regardless. All right, let's talk about some business now around Europe. Let's go to the Premier League here, Fabrizio, and let's stay in Manchester with both sides. Let's begin with Manchester United. A good win this weekend. It seems very difficult that they'll catch up to Manchester City, so they'll be making some moves, obviously, in the summer. Sergio Ramos, a precious, you know, target for many clubs, including, of course, Real Madrid. What's the latest on him? Is there any chance that Man United could get him?
At the moment, there is nothing between Manchester United and Sergio Ramos. And it's important to clarify my opinion, because obviously people are talking so much about this potential deal, because it's true that Manchester United are looking for a new centre-back in the summer. So for sure, they will work on this kind of target for the summer. But Sergio Ramos at the moment is not on the list. There has been no contact with his agent and with people around him. So at the moment with Sergio Ramos, the situation is always the same. There is no agreement with Real Madrid. We know that Florentino Perez is the only one who could change the situation, because at the moment it's really complicated by the economical side, and also the length of the contract. He wants 2 years of contract, and Real Madrid are offering only one. So still no agreement. It's obviously in the hands of Florentino Perez, but with Manchester United, there is nothing. So I expect Manchester United to move for a centre-back next summer, but nothing with Sergio Ramos.
Yeah, and you have been here on this show many times saying exactly the same thing. It all depends on Sergio Ramos and the longevity of the contract and Florentino Perez. He holds the key, of course. All right, let's stay in Manchester. Kevin De Bruyne, Fabrizio, what a ridiculous player. Comes back from injury, helps Man City get another win against Arsenal. What's the latest on him? Is there any chance at all? I mean, if anybody wants him, it's gonna be a lot. And I really don't see him leaving. What's the latest on Kevin De Bruyne in Manchester City?
Just because he has only 2 years of contract in this moment, and that's why he is hearing about some rumors with many top clubs interested. Obviously, as you mentioned, we're talking about one of the best players in the world, so it's still normal that every club want Kevin De Bruyne. But there is no chance that Manchester City will hear any bid in the summer. They won't expect anything for Kevin De Bruyne. They want to keep the player. And many times we say on Kego Lazo and on CBS that they are working to extend this contract for the next 5 years. So they are negotiating with De Bruyne himself and not with an agent, because he's negotiating by himself. So the player is negotiating with the clubs. It's something rare in this world in football today, but that's what is going on with Kevin De Bruyne. There is still no completed agreement, but Manchester City are totally confident. They are feeling that the agreement will arrive soon. So De Bruyne is staying and there is no chance. They also say to the player, we won't listen any bit in the summer. Also, if we still have not signed the contract and anything, you are staying 100% because Guardiola wants Kevin De Bruyne and 10 more players.
Yeah, absolutely. Guardiola would give his right leg to just keep De Bruyne. It doesn't matter. He's not going anywhere. All right. Let's keep going here. Let's stay in the Premier League for a second. Premier League / Ligue 1. Moise Keane, you know, with the situation with that, he's on loan from Everton. He's been doing well, obviously, you know, not this weekend when PSG lose to Monaco, but in the Champions League, helping out and a key component as, of course, he balances up front with Icardi. Is PSG going to keep him permanent league? Is Everton going to allow it? What's going on?
I mentioned that Leonardo has always been a big fan of this guy. Since he was working for AC Milan, he wanted Moise Keane from Juventus on loan to AC Milan. So imagine that he always wanted Keane. And when he had the opportunity to sign him on loan from Everton, he immediately said, okay, yes, let's get this player because he's convinced he's one of the strikers of the future. At the moment, what I'm told is that Everton want the player back. He's on simple loan, so there is no buy option and nothing decided. So the player is coming back to Everton. Ancelotti is a big fan also of Moise Keane. He was needing to play, so that's why he was going on loan. But Everton want to keep the player. Let's see if Paris Saint-Germain will decide to make a bid. At the moment, they are really happy with Moise Keane. As you mentioned, in the Champions League, in Camp Nou against Barcelona, he was great. He was scoring, so great night for him. The agent is Mino Raiola, and keep an eye also on this one, because Mino with Paris Saint-Germain has a strong relationship, so that's why they will try for sure in the summer. But Everton last summer wanted like 35-40 million euro to sell Moise Keane, and Paris Saint-Germain and Juventus were thinking about him. They said no for this money, no. So imagine next summer, after this kind of Champions League for him and this kind of season, I think they will ask for more than 50 million euro for Moise Keane. That's why it won't be so easy for Paris Saint-Germain. There different business with Mbappé and with Neymar and many things to do, and also Sergio Ramos. Let's see what they will do. And Messi, we know. So a lot of names around Paris Saint-Germain, and they have also to think about Moise Keane. So next summer will be interesting to see, to think about him also.
Yeah, Leonardo is going to be very busy this summer. Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a little bit more across Europe, including Bayern Munich and Leon Goretzka. And I want to ask Fabrizio a little more on the wonder that is Kylian Mbappé and Erling Haaland. Stay right here. We'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back, everybody, to Que Golazo with Fabrizio Romano. Fab, let's go to the Bundesliga now. And Bayern Munich, a tough loss against Eintracht Frankfurt. They have Champions League action this week. A key component of this team is Leon Goretzka. What's the latest with him and Bayern Munich's and his fate and his future with Bayern Munich?
Yes, because Bayern Munich are working to extend his contract. He's a key player. And also last summer, he had some interest from the Premier League, important clubs, also talking with his agent and trying to understand the situation. And the player was staying. He wasn't 100% sure to stay at Bayern Munich. But at the moment, they are negotiating to extend his contract. He's the closest at the moment because they have many players to discuss with new contract. But the first one will be Leon Goretzka. The agreement is really, really close. They are negotiating by November, so the agreement is getting closer. And I think in the coming months, they will announce the new contract for Leon Goretzka. And it's something important because big clubs are looking at this player. In my opinion, he's really a good midfielder. But Bayern Munich are 100% sure that he will stay.
Interesting indeed. And of course, Bayern Munich, has objectives of their own as well as they continue to build on their amazing squad and legacy. All right, let's talk about the big boys here. Let's talk about these two. What an amazing week they had last week. They continue to rise. Erling Haaland scored a ridiculous goal this week, and he scored a brace, but one of them was just insane in the Revier Derby against Schalke. Kylian Mbappe and PSG lost to Monaco, but still, this is the present and the future of this game, absolutely. I want to ask you first about Erling Haaland, because obviously the interest is going to be high in the summer. We've talked about it a lot in this podcast. We know about it, much conversation, but there's a key part of this, Fabrizio, about his contract and his release clause. Why don't you help us understand about this? Because just because people think that he might leave this summer or whatever, it all depends on the business, of course, of his contract.
Yes, and the key will be the Champions League, because if Borussia Dortmund will be in the Champions League next season, okay, they can try to keep Haaland also next season and more. If they don't, will be really, really difficult. As we mentioned, there is a release clause, but as we always say, the release clause is valid only in 2022. And so not in this summer, but in the next one. So for the release clause, that is 75 million euro, it will be only valid in 1 year and a half. So not so easy in this moment to negotiate with Borussia Dortmund for Erling Haaland. In my personal opinion, it will be one of the best races in the history of transfer market, because there are really lots of clubs interested in Haaland, from Juventus to Real Madrid and Barcelona and Chelsea, Manchester City, Manchester United. I can mention a lot of clubs because really all of them are calling me Mino and I'm trying to get this player. But really, pay attention also to the situation of Borussia Dortmund in the Champions League, if they will be in the Champions League next season, because it will be so important to understand if Haaland could leave the club also this summer.
Yeah, that is huge, because right now, if you look at the Bundesliga, you got Bayern Munich, you have RB Leipzig, you have Wolfsburg, you have Eintracht Frankfurt. Borussia Dortmund right now is not part of it, and it's not going to be easy. So that's a huge, huge component. Absolutely one to watch out for, and a very good point that Erling Haaland, obviously Lionel Messi is Lionel Messi, but Erling Haaland is just going to attract just as much attention, if not more, just because of he's just beginning his career.
I'm not honest when I talk about Haaland, because really I'm in love with this player. Really, I have a passion for this kind of guys, really hungry and humble and only thinking to football. You know, I see a lot of players, for example, here in different countries, like in Italy also, they are playing like 3 or 4 or 5 matches at top level, and then they think they are stars and they are thinking to private life and more, and not only to football. He's different. He's an animal, really. He's incredible, because he's always focused on football. And I love his killer instinct, you know? This kind of mentality is something incredible. So that's why I think he's not only talented, but he has this killer instinct that is something fantastic, really.
20 years old. It's absolutely unbelievable. All right, well, let's talk about another amazing young player, a World Cup champion, by the way. Sometimes we forget about that. Kylian Mbappe. And of course, you know, everything that you hear from PSG, hopeful, Pochettino's hopeful. You know, I believe the club is working with his entourage to make it happen. What's the latest on that and Kylian Mbappe's future?
Yes, they're working to extend the contract, and they are negotiating. Really, they've been negotiating like for 4 or 5 months. So they've opened the negotiation. They are still discussing, because there is still no agreement, but they are talking. And Paris Saint-Germain are confident, as you mentioned. Always Pochettino is always confident, because he knows that Leonardo and the president of Paris Saint-Germain, Al Khelaifi, the owner, is working. They are both working to extend the contract of Mbappé. They obviously want to keep the player, but they need to find the economical agreement. And, you know, he's asking more than 20 million euro after taxes per season for the next 5 years. And he's always asking also for big commissions to the agents and more when he's signing the contract. So I always say in this kind of situation that it's like signing a new player. It's not a contract extension. It's like signing a new player, because you're investing a lot of money between salaries and commission and add-ons if you win the Champions League, if you win the Ligue 1 and more. So it's really a big deal for Paris Saint-Germain. They are working on it. It's not easy. It's not easy, but they're working on it, and they are confident, because they 100% will try everything to keep Kylian Mbappé.
And if there's one thing that PSG has, it's money and infrastructure. So I'm sure they'll, you know, whatever Kylian Mbappé wants, if PSG really want to keep him, they'll live up to what he needs. All right, let's talk a little bit Champions League here, Fabrizio. Some good games this week. And I know that you wanted to bring up something. Listen, Real Madrid gained some ground on Atletico Madrid in La Liga this weekend. Atleti lost to Levante. Real Madrid beat Valladolid. So they're you know, they're closing in. But they face Atalanta this week without Karim Benzema, by the way, which is going to be a key component. But people, you know, Real Madrid obviously a very big history in the Champions League, but do not for 1 second underestimate Atalanta, correct?
Yes. And that's what I want to say is keep an eye on these guys, because really Atalanta team is something incredible. They have a new history from 5 years from since Gasperini arrived as new manager 5 years ago. They are totally different. They were a small team here in Italy, and now they are one of the best. They are winning against Milan and Inter and Napoli without any problem, also against Juventus many times. And you saw also in the last Champions League what they did, also with Paris Saint-Germain. They were going on, and they had the goal for Neymar in the last minute, but really, they were fighting also at top level in the Champions League. So they are in a good moment. They are in top moment of form. They were winning against Napoli. They are flying on the pitch. They have Luis Muriel that is really in a fantastic position right now. Yes, yes. Someone in Italy was saying this weekend that he seems like Ronaldo phenomenal sometimes, because he's so fast, so skillful. And when he's really focused on football, he is fantastic. So they have Duván Zapata and Muriel. You're South American, so you know better than me these kind of players. But they are so fast. They have quality. They are playing with Gosens, that is a left back, but he's scoring like a striker. So they are in a good moment. So pay attention to Atalanta, in particular in the match where they're playing in Bergamo, because it would be really, really difficult for Real Madrid, in my opinion.
Do you think, Fabrizio, that Papu Gomez not being there, has it hurt them a lot? Does it matter? Because sometimes I feel like a Gasperini system, it doesn't really matter. As long as everybody's just like full on, aggressive. Obviously, Papu Gomez is amazing and he's done so much. But how big is his absence moving forward in the Champions League?
It's more about the leadership, in my opinion. So the leadership of the player, because he was the captain, he was the symbol of Atalanta. So it's more about the leadership than by the tactical or technical side. Obviously, as you mentioned, we're talking about a top class player. But on the pitch, they have a lot of quality players, and they always had in this year a lot of strikers. So they have Muriel, and they have Duván Zapata, and they have Ilicic, another fantastic player.
God,
and they
also have
Pessina, that is the new young player, Italian player, that is having a great season this year, and he's playing instead of Papu Gomez. So they have a lot of quality players. They also have Malinowski, who is a good player, who was scoring against Manchester City last season. And they also have Miranchuk, who was playing in the Champions League also in the past with his Russian club. So they have a lot of quality players. And I agree with you. In this moment, they have no fear. Also, if they don't have Papu Gomez, they are always playing their football. And they have no fear also in defense. They are always attacking. And it's never easy to play against Atalanta.
And they're at home, right? This week. Yeah. Oh no. Yes. Atalanta's taking this. You can put the money on what I'm saying right now. Atalanta's winning this one.
In my opinion, they're scoring more than a goal. All right.
We'll take that one. Okay. So we'll get some more goals, but I'm going with an Atalanta win. So let's see what happens. Don't kill me, Real Madrid fans. Fabrizio Romano, always a pleasure to have you. Make sure that you read his articles as well on CBS Sports. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram. He's always there, even on his birthday. He just keeps on working. Fabrizio, grazie.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Always a big pleasure. And have a nice Champions League and Europa League week. Ciao.
Hey, everybody. I want to thank Fabrizio Romano for joining me today. Don't forget that you can follow us on Twitter, Que Golazo Pod. We are also on Apple Podcasts. Make sure that you leave a subscription and you leave a comment. We are on Spotify, on Stitcher, YouTube, youtube.com/Que Golazo. We are everywhere, cbssports.com. Keep on supporting us. We keep growing more and more and more. We have great, great episodes, even from the past, interviews with so many people. Check out our whole list. Have a great, great week. Enjoy the Champions League and Europa League. See you next time.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me, and also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Fiori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Fiori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.